All right, welcome to our second podcast. This one is about extroverts. This is our introvert versus extrovert WCW SmackDown cage, steel cage match type thing. No, we're focusing on the communication styles of introverts and extroverts. Our first podcast around this was focusing on introverts, their strengths, some of their challenges, and some encouragement in that style. This one is for our extroverted brothers out there that they tend to be a little more boisterous, you know, easy to speak. And so this segment is talking about those who are at ease with the communication, right? And probably hit that 10,000 word a day by about noon. So it says approximately 49.3% of the U.S. population are extroverts, as reported by Psychology Today. As always, we always say, that seems wrong.
I think it's funny that it's almost half. I mean, I guess it makes sense, half and half.
I guess so. I mean, if you were to look at every person on TikTok or some type of social platform, you would think that probably two things or three things. One, everybody's life is perfect. Everybody's a billionaire. And everybody's an extrovert.
You've forgotten that everyone can make 7 days in a single hour.
Oh, yeah. I've done had 4 days within this conversation already. Yeah.
I'm actually in 2027 right now. I'm 3 years ahead of you.
Right. That poor guy. I never let that down. So from a pain point standpoint, extroverts often face stereotypes that may overlook their depth and thoughtfulness. And so they tend to be the ones out there speaking up, right? That might be more toward a leadership role. They're energized by interaction, right? So they thrive in social settings where interacting is the key energy source, speaking to people around them. And so just the opposite that we talked about with introverts, that speaking in that kind of situation just drains them.
Right.
This energizes people. Like, you know, I feel like the more they talk, the faster they talk. And we know some people like that. Some people. So do you know someone that is an extrovert that you communicate with often?
In college, I had a guy, and I mentioned him in the previous one, that was an extrovert that I spoke to quite a bit. Less so now, as he's kind of moved locations and everything like that. But it was interesting because he was the extrovert that basically doubted me about being an introvert, and kind of just spoke to me a lot. And he was always the life of the party kind of thing. And I always remember thinking, like, man, do you ever, like, slow down? Or, like, I feel like you're always doing something.
Right.
You look at a packed calendar and you're excited. And I always, I enjoyed hanging out with him, but I definitely, when I left, I was like, man, that was very draining for me, just because he was, you know, very excited, very energetic, and very talkative. But those guys definitely, you look at them and go, man, that guy's, he's a leader, he's, you know, going to be able to, you know, manage things, all this kind of stuff. But I do think one of the interesting side effects of this is, or this is maybe it's a personal thing on my part, is I look at extroverts who talk quite a bit and in group settings and the kind of scenario, and I view them like they have a lot more together than I do. Maybe that's just a side effect of just talking a lot, feeling like they're, you know, they're open about kind of things. And you know, that's never a direct correlation to how much you talk is how much you have things together.
No.
But it's interesting because, like, for me, I'd be like, oh, man, I'd run out of – I'd start getting into deeper conversations about where I'm feeling as a human by the point that you're just talking about what you had for breakfast kind of thing. So, but, yeah, it's interesting to see a very stark difference between the two. I was reading something about the chances of you getting or you receiving your the traits from your parents is about 50%. So, like, if your parents are extroverts, there's a 50% chance you'll be an extrovert on top of genetics and all that kind of stuff like that. But I always thought it was very funny that my wife, who's a twin, She's an introvert, and her twin sister is an extrovert through and through.
Okay.
And it's very interesting to see someone who's literally a twin had two very different experiences, you know, same household, same thing. So having those experiences very clearly differ for each person to kind of showcase different tendencies and, you know, different attributes as a, you know, emotional state or whatever.
So I worked with some twins for a decade, and I think sometimes they're trying to find a way to be different from each other. And so one will say, oh, so you're going to be the outgoing, loud one?
Okay.
Awesome. I'm going to go this way.
Yeah.
And some love just dressing alike, you know, like you can't tell us apart, yada, yada. And then some are like, you're going long hair? I'm going short hair. Mm-hmm. Don't wear the same color. Don't do it, you know. So now I do think that there's a difference of a correlation of people who talk a lot. Just because you talk a lot doesn't make you a leader.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you effective at communication. People just talk a lot.
Yeah.
You're just chatty, you know, kind of thing. And I think it's different when someone is at ease speaking to other people. I think that is, I think, when I hear extrovert, I hear that more than every extrovert is a leader.
Yeah.
I hear an extrovert is someone who's at ease speaking with people, communicating, asking questions, start a conversation, sharing their lives or their opinions or whatever kind of thing with people. Where I think an extrovert struggles is they don't know when to stop. Right. And so I have a friend that very articulate, very well spoken when it comes to his faith. Just a great guy. Just never shuts up. Just never shuts up. And so, and you get him in a small group setting or a group setting, and everybody just gets quiet because that's, he's holding court.
Right.
I don't think he means to.
Sure.
And he's, I mean, he's really well grounded in his faith. And if he thought that you felt that way, he would probably try, but it's just built into him.
Right.
It just, it's got to come out. And so I think they, extroverts naturally kind of tend to be leaders. It's kind of like, you know, well, who wants to paint the office today, you know? The extrovert's probably going to raise their hand.
Yeah.
The introvert's going to be looking at the wall sockets, like, oh, I don't want to do that kind of thing. So they tend to be a little more charismatic, you know, a little better at communication. And they tend to communicate, like, their desires. So they tend to, like, move up in the their careers a little bit better, so they tend to be managers.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't think every extrovert is a great leader, is a great manager, just like I don't believe every introvert is a bad manager.
Yeah.
I think that you need to work on it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And so it's interesting to run across one because there's always a bigger fish. Like if you have a friend, like this gentleman at church that every time I saw this person, he was asking me to do something, right? It didn't matter if I felt like, you know, man, I just walked here from home to get a good, you know, exercise in. That person is probably running in place while talking to me about them running to church, right? It's always like a topper kind of thing.
Yeah.
You got to a point where we're trying to see that person coming, and I would consider myself pretty much an extrovert. I would be like, oh, God, thank God. I don't want to talk to him. Because if I'm standing still, he's going to be like, hey, TJ, could I get you? It's like, can't we just have a conversation about, hey, man, how's life going? It was never those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
So have you ever found that extroverts tend to always have agendas for you when they're talking to you?
Not particularly. I think The struggle that I have often, I think this is why I look at extroverts as they got it together, is because they're so at ease in talking in conversations. Mm-hmm. That's something I struggle with and I've, you know, try to work on that. I'm like, oh man, you got it together because you can just talk and I can't do that at all. But I do find sometimes because our group has some extroverts in it that are much more readily available to like give, you know, information about them or their walk or whatever, that I struggle to like work up the nerve to also respond to prompts sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and no fault of their own, they do not know that they may jump in front of me right before I'm about to say something or whatever. Oh, yeah. Kind of thing. So sometimes I think that that can be a hurdle that you're like, oh, okay, well, all right, we'll give it a couple seconds. And then John across the street's like, you know, hey man, I got this for you. Kind of thing. You're like, ah, oh, so close.
So close to getting a word out.
Right. Yeah. And so that can be a struggle if you're in a room with a couple extroverts that, you know, may beat you to that punch and you feel like, oh, well now I'm, you know, we're moving on to the next question and I can't go back to what I was about to say about or X, Y, and Z. So it's a delicate balance and it's definitely a dance you do as an introvert and extrovert kind of thing. And this is back to the previous podcast, we talked about those different leadership groups of sure. all extroverts, and they had struggled with communicating to each other because they all wanted to take that lead. Mm. That, you know, sometimes being an extrovert is taking that backseat and letting sure. that introvert may sit in silence for a few seconds before they can get going and then have that conversation.
I can tell you, as an extrovert, extroverts hate silence. Now, I'm a little bit more ease with it because I'm an only child and I kind of like do that, but I can feel a little bit of tension when, like, say we're talking, okay, and so don't say anything. So we're talking in a group, say there's like five or six of us in a circle kind of thing, and I say, yeah, work's just been busy, and all of a sudden it stops right there and no one talks. Let's give it 5 seconds and let's see how y'all feel. Okay, ready, go. See, that extrovert in me would say, oh my goodness, is no one going to jump in here and talk? We're going to stand here in a circle in silence? Mm. Are we praying? Are we like, I don't know what we're doing here, you know? So I could tell that extroverts, you know, they have these things in them, just like introverts have, that they struggle with. And I think it's, we always say it's good to have a little bit of both, mm-hmm. and be willing to work on the cons
right.
if you are one or the other. And so our scripture here is Acts 18:26.
He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the ways of God more accurately.
Okay. So the first part of that, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, right? And so I can see that Jesus probably encouraged some of the disciples throughout his ministry that you're going to have to speak and share the Great Commission, share the gospel kind of thing, because it won't be everybody does it. You know, it won't be for every Peter. There's a Thomas, right? Every Paul, there's an Andrew who only brings people to Jesus, not talks about it kind of thing. And so I think it's important for us to have the ability to speak boldly when needed and to listen with grace when helpful. And so as we get to the end of this segment, I wanted to have some resources for our extroverts. Our last podcast, we had all resources that benefited the introvert. Extroverts, small groups. There's a small group. If you're an extrovert, there's a small group with your name on it waiting for you to lead a group of men in their walk with Christ. And so that's exactly what our small groups are meant for. Guys who felt led to lead other men in the Word of God. So on uncommon.org, we have our small group package. It's a lifetime package. We'll set you up with all the materials and resources you need for that, but that is a great resource for extroverts.
Definitely.
So as we move into our second segment, be sure to check out some great sponsors of Uncommon. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor.
At Sterling Technology Solutions, our mission is to help businesses in North Carolina maximize their profitability and success through our innovative managed IT services. Visit us at sterling-technology.com.
All right, welcome to our second segment for the extrovert, communication mastery. That sounds like it. You need to put on a blazer just to say that those two words together. Extroverts are often more likely to assume leadership roles, if you said, in social and professional settings. But the challenge for them is speaking and listening in conversation. So if you had to say, if you had to give it a percentage throughout, say, a day, what would you say percentage of you speaking and listening?
I guess it depends on the day. Like days like this, obviously we talk a lot more because of the podcast and everything. Sure. If we have a lot of meetings going on, but it's just like an average day. I don't know. They're like 30% talking, 70% not, because I don't talk a whole lot.
Sure.
Throughout the day, unless I'm actively communicating with someone, mm-hmm. or if I have to, if I have meetings. So I'm very much the quiet guy. I don't find it easy to express a whole lot off the cuff.
Yeah.
That's why I always envy the guys in our Bible study or even, you know, courses in college and stuff that were like, oh yeah, I got answers for you. What you want to hear kind of thing. And oh yeah, I can give you an anecdote about this and this over here. And I'm always like, man, I don't have the courage. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the life experiences these guys have to be able to fill that silence.
Right. Now that's a percentage probably from what you would say is your ambivert, right? Mm-hmm. But kind of a little bit of both kind of thing. I think a full on extrovert. I think I'm more that ambivert too. I like dinosaurs, and that sounds like one, so with the tiny hands. But a full-on extrovert, I would say probably that 80-20
sure.
range of talk, listen. And I think we miss out. We don't listen because, one, when you're reading the Bible or you're praying, how in the world do you hear from the Holy Spirit if you're constantly jawing, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm praying, I'm like, I stop with the TJ agenda or laundry list. And I just kind of get real quiet. I try to listen, you know, because, you know, we're always like, you know, have this inner monologue that we're trying to work through.
Sure.
And so I think that when we have so much of one or the other, we do ourselves a disservice. Mm. And so I used to watch football with my father-in-law, and he was one of three brothers, but he was a little chatty, right? And we used to talk all the time kind of thing. But what's funny is that we get to watch football and, you know, kind of watch football with someone. And I'm like, you know, oh man, I can't really, what would you call that play? You know, oh my goodness, this guy's never catching the ball kind of thing. He would talk nonstop. Non-stop during a game. And it was so much that I'd imagine that even an extrovert would turn to him. It's like, you ever see that meme where the dog is like turns toward him, like, are you still talking? You
know? Right.
So he used to enjoy talking. Mm. And he was easy to talk to as well. And so I think that's part of the charm, I guess, of an extrovert, is that they're maybe easy to talk to.
Sure.
They're not always, you know, condescending or not like, you know, well, listen to me while I tell you my opinion.
Right.
Sometimes they're just easy to talk to.
Yeah.
And so that's a great thing about extroverts.
Yeah, I think especially if you're an introvert yourself, being able to be, because that focus is listening is your kind of power, being around extroverts easier because, like, you just could be actively listening, and introverts can do that while extrovert enjoys being heard.
So I think why I consider myself ambivert is that I enjoy asking questions to people about things, and that's how I get them to talk. I mean, I don't know everything about that person, so why would I just like, you know, well, I'm glad you're here because I'm getting ready to hold a session and you're just in time.
Right.
Listen to my 10,000 words. They walk up and they sit there talking and say, well, so what do you do? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I ask questions and then say, if, you know, I could really almost talk about anything. I ride dirt bikes for a living. So, interesting. My dad used to have a dirt bike when I was young.
Sure.
Do you ride a lot? I have a friend who's just started dirt bike riding at 59 years old. So, you know, I feel like I kind of talk about almost any topic. And so asking questions is a great way to do that. I think extroverts can harness their verbal skills by focusing, you know, on the individual they're talking to.
Sure.
Instead of talking at, talk with. And I think that person would probably enjoy that conversation a lot more, whether that person's an extrovert or introvert.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you said a study about all the extroverts on the same team. In my head, my brain just immediately goes to like politicians. Mm. Like, you know, when you see those scenes from like Parliament.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and everybody's just jumping up and yelling kind of thing. That's like, I think, extroverts that are just wanting to talk, you know. But active listening. Mm. So listening, boy, is a skill that I think all of us need. We always say in our business, my job is to listen to what you say, but hear what you mean. And I think that communicates that we're not just listening to you, we're listening to you. And so I think extroverts have a tendency to one-way communication is enough for them. Do you find that your small group is made up of a good mix of both?
Yeah, I think it's a good mix. I do think it's funny that the guys that I know for a fact are extroverts, their wives are introverts, and the vice versa, the guys who are introverts, their wives are extroverts. So I do think it's funny that, like all things in life, opposites attract. But we have a really good mix of kind of guys who kind of like push the conversation forward, but do a good job of like bouncing off each other, which is really, really good. And so that thing is the ideal mix, because you hate to have a group where it's all introverts and, you know, your leader asks a question and everyone just stares at each other like, well, I'm not going to answer. Or he asks someone to pray, well, I'm not praying tonight kind of thing. Or opposite, where extroverts sit and, well, I've said my piece and now I will disengage from this conversation because I don't want to hear what you have to say. I've said my piece and I can walk away. I knew a guy in college who... I called him the shark because he would try to find someone to talk to, and while you're talking to him, he'd be looking for other people to talk to. And as soon as he got tired of the conversation, he'd run to someone else.
No doubt about that.
And so I always remember that guy. I was like, this feels so disingenuous. I don't know why you're even talking to me. Like, and that, unfortunately, is a side effect that some people can experience with being extrovert. They're like, I just want to talk, and I'm just finding some ears to hear me.
Right. Or I need to speak to someone who I find is valuable enough for me to talk to. And so I had a person like that who was talking to me. Well, they were in front of me. Their eyes were around the room, like they're talking to me.
Right.
It's just that person and I looking around the room trying to find the right person to level up on. Bam! I need to leave and go talk to that person now.
Right.
And so I think one of the areas in this section is extroverts can practice active listening by consciously reducing their speaking and encouraging others to share their thoughts, thus balancing the conversational space.
Sure.
That's real wordy. I would sum that up to, could a brother get a word in? Can a brother get a word in?
I do know that one thing I've tried doing as I try to talk more, and I'm friends with a lot of the introverts and extroverts of our group, that if we're in a conversation in a group setting, I will try to rope the introverts into what I'm talking about.
Right.
And for good or for bad, they may feel like I'm thrown under the bus to have to talk.
Frank knows what I'm talking about. Right. Yeah, Frank, tell them the story.
Basically like that. Like, oh, yeah, I was talking to so-and-so, and he was telling me this. Remember that? And then have them kind of take it from there. And so that, I find...
Don't use my name.
Right. That I think, has helped quite a few people kind of get into the conversation and have it feel more natural. And that way, I can take a back seat sometimes, too. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, I don't really want to talk too much more. I want to have other guys in this group have a conversation kind of thing. And so as an extrovert, that may be a good kind of segue. Be like, you know, if you're talking about dirt bikes, be like, well, hey, I was just talking to John. Didn't you say you were watching something about dirt bikes? Really? Yeah. Or reading something?
John, what kind of bike you got again?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's, and then cool. Kind of pass that torch. Because I think at the end of the day, we all have something to offer to the conversation. It's just with a nod that we're all willing to wait or willing to actively listen to each other.
Yes, yes. And if you don't practice listening, boy, you're there in a box.
Yeah.
And it just bounces off. And so I think in here it says we can improve our listening skills by focusing on nonverbal cues and responding thoughtfully.
Yeah.
Demonstrating genuine interest and respect for the speaker's perspective. You know, like someone says, oh, I just played my first game of golf. Mm-hmm. I've never played before. I think I shot like a 194. Hey, extrovert, this is not the green light to be a story topper. Like, well, I shot a 4 on an 18-hole course. You know, it's not that. It's like, really? You just first game? Wow, it's what made you do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a skill.
Yeah.
To hear a topic, and instead of jumping all over it, pull more out of that person, you know? Because think of this as, I just went to church for the first time last week. You could jump into, well, I've been a Christian for 32 years, and I read my Bible 4 times a year, and yada, 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 yada. Mm-hmm. Or you say, well, that's fantastic. What made you start going to church?
Sure.
So you can see the power of active listening from both sides of that.
Mm-hmm.
And because at the end of the day, this communication should be to glorify God and spread the gospel. And so that's what we're kind of focusing on. Our scripture for this section is James, who it's a hammer on the anvil when it comes to communication, man. James 1:19.
Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
Ooh. Quick to listen. Slow to speak. As we say, you got 2 ears and 1 mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Should be listening twice as much as you're speaking. So, in this section, we'd encourage you to explore more of a mentorship role. So, if you are an extrovert, and boy, you're just like, I got the gift, bro. I got the words. I'm going to get them out there. Go mentor someone.
Mm.
Because that person, and it might be another extrovert. It could be an introvert. Mentor someone, because that will make you pause and listen, because you don't know their story. It'll make you pause.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it. Dwell on it. Might give some feedback. Might just ask questions the whole time. Say, hey, look, I'm just going to listen in this session
mm-hmm.
or our time together for the first couple of times. I'm just going to ask questions. Just what's going on, man?
Yeah.
That'd be a great exercise for an introvert that needs a mentor, and an extrovert that's looking for a mentee.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think so. So as we move into our third segment, be sure to check out our awesome Uncommon sponsors. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor.
Cole & Company looks to impact the lives of all they touch so they can discover their greatest potential. They seek to coach clients to clarity and reach their version of success. Visit them at cole-cpa.com.
All right. Our third segment is about extroverts as community builders.
Mm.
So extroverts are critical into building and maintaining like communities. I have a feeling that they tend to be like maybe planners.
Yeah.
You might find those people who run for office, start a business, that type of thing. If Heather had to start a business, what do you think she would start?
Oh, whatever soft spoken thing. Something soft, like something with crocheting or
really?
You know, something like that. Something that is very soft-spoken as Kabi that I associate with not a whole lot of communication.
So she built a library?
Yeah, basically. She probably would love being a librarian. I think she dreamed about owning a bookstore when she was younger, which, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, I think extroverts, probably a pain point for them, is finding a meaningful way to channel their energy, right?
Sure.
If you're an extrovert and you're constantly talking all day, every day, you probably run into, haven't I said this like six times this week to someone? So we were at the bank the other day, and I told this to the people there. I said, sometimes you go, I feel like over a year sometimes without giving out my full Social Security number. This week alone, I've given that out as of today, four times today, as of this week. I felt like, is there cameras on me or something? I mean, and it's different locations.
Right.
Here at the studio, at a bank, on the phone. I'm like, I even had to call someone when I was doing something. I'm like, is this for real? Legit? I'm not being scammed. Because I haven't given out my Social Security in a long time, the full one. The last four, yeah, the whole one? Come on, bro.
Seems excessive.
Right. So channeling that energy into something, I imagine it can be quite difficult for someone that it's a bit rudderless, but is still like very extrovert.
Sure. And I think sometimes you can like kind of autopilot. Like I've had this happen a little bit with like sometimes with my prayer where just kind of autopilot that. Sure. I'm like, oh, yep. Thank God for the day I've had, food about to eat, you know, whatever happened that day, pray for health and amen. And what I've been doing recently is, and you know, I'm sure people probably, whether you're on the side of the fence or not, it doesn't matter, I guess. It's between me and the Lord. But I've got more casual with my prayers with the Lord. Just like, you know, thank you, Lord, for giving me wisdom. And keep giving me wisdom because I don't got a lot of hair left. Amen. That kind of thing. So just being a little more casual, that helps me get out of a rut of just repeating that laundry list a lot. Or being, I guess, a lot more vulnerable between me and the Lord and me and my wife. And just making that more personable. I think that can sometimes be hard for extroverts if they're just constantly feel like they need to fill that silence. They may say things that are just autopilot or maybe not as genuine as they probably would want to be. And there's such power in being, you know, open and honest and genuine with those around us. And I think it's why, you know, we talk about extrovert or introverts flourishing in deep conversations and having deep friendships because that active listening comes more easily to them.
Sure.
And then that can be something that, you know, extroverts work on as, you know, a whole, and just making sure that when we communicate, that when the words we use are effective and meaningful and have weight behind them, and they're not just filling a silence that we don't like.
You know, we do business with people, and you run across someone who, as we say, has the spiel down, right? A word of a jargon every like three words, and they're like, you know, you could tell that that's just what they say so often, like, you know, maybe in sales.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing, you know, like, oh, hello, Mr. Johnson, welcome to the here's my spiel for whatever kind of thing, you know. And so authenticity. I think you can be an extrovert and be authentic in your words and not have to overwhelm someone or even get through. Like sometimes I think that I come from some decent sized families. My aunts, they were, let's see. So it's five women and one boy. And when you get them in a room together, it was like all auctioneers, except for the boy, my uncle. All auctioneers, just trying to be heard. And they were fast talking. You know, like if one was like, the other person's just like waiting for that last period to dangle in the air so they could just jump in.
Right.
And it was exhausting. And I was very young. And so I could still hear in my head them talking so fast. Could not tell you a single word they said, not a single thing. And I think if extroverts knew and cared, knew that maybe not everybody's listening to you.
Sure.
Because you say so much, you don't really say anything. Mm-hmm. And so I think the natural inclination for this is to reach out and make connections can be instrumental, right, for creating a support system or a network that benefit a bunch of people out there. You just need to be authentic, and I think what makes a good leader is understanding when you need to speak, when you need to listen,
sure,
when to encourage, and to whatever, you know, motivate, that type of thing. So influencing others, you know, positively, extroverts can use their energetic presence to uplift others, obviously. I think it can be a little bit overwhelming and maybe a little bit condescending sometimes when we're like, we're both here, but you're not needed in this conversation. So you can tune out, buckle up, because here come some words. Mm-hmm. I think that we all miss out on something because there are people out there that, and I have this on my notes, what could you talk about for an hour? Mm-hmm. Good question to ask rhetorically. Some people, you know, like, well, I'd have to cover some fluff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, some things because I talk so much, I need to cover a lot of stuff. Or could you dial into a subject and say, sure, let's talk about Jesus for an hour. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our walk. Talk about my family, whatever kind of thing. I think we put some meaning behind those words. I think we would get more out of that as well as people we're speaking with.
Definitely.
So, our scripture reference in here is Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. It's right next to James right there. I want you to look at that there. I want to make sure I got the whole verse here. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25.
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Mm. Awesome. I think that's a culmination of a good communicator. Mm. Whether it be introvert or extrovert, I think that right there is a summation of good communication and good fellowship.
Definitely.
So as we move into our bonus round, before we do, I want to make sure that our last resource for leaders is our masterclass. Mm. So we have one called Iron Sharpens Iron. And our masterclass takes all of our different content channels, like written, video, workbooks, originals, devotions, and we build it around one single topic, and that's our masterclass. And so if you're a leader, I would challenge you to go visit uncommon.org. We have Iron Sharpens Iron, which is a great thing for leaders, and Adulthood Calling. That may be for the introverts out there just starting out. You never know.
Sure.
But those are great resources for extroverts. All right. So just like in our last podcast, I had a bonus round for introverts who could adopt some extrovert traits because there are strengths on both sides. Mm-hmm. This one's for extroverts who could adopt some introvert traits. So embracing solitude. Everybody who's an extrovert just said, what? Solitude?
I immediately went to the Superman's
Fortress of Solitude. Yeah. I don't have enough crystals for that. So schedule regular periods of solitude to reflect, pray, and engage in solo activities. Mm. This practice helps extroverts appreciate quiet moments and cultivate comfort in being alone.
Yes.
And I think that's the point we haven't touched on in this and with the extrovert section is, does an extrovert enjoy at any point in time being alone?
Yeah, it probably depends on the person, but that for some of the extroverts I've known over the years, they have to fill that calendar because they hate being alone with their thoughts because they're not their biggest fan. And so for them, they use other people to substitute that self-esteem and that confidence kind of thing. So like, oh, hey, I can talk a lot in this group setting. Look how great I am. You know, listen to what I have to say. What I have to say is important kind of thing. So for some people, that may, you may recognize that. Mm-hmm. You may not recognize that in doing this kind of bonus round piece may open up some stuff that you didn't even think about. They're like, man, I hate being alone with my thoughts.
Right.
So I think it's really good to take moments to kind of, we talk about a pattern interrupt of taking moments to break away from everything else and just taking a moment, whether that's you and God and the word, prayer, whatever, and just reflecting on what's going on around you, because it's so easy to get wrapped up in, well, it's another week, got to work, got to get food on the table, got to pay bills. And then next thing you know, you're a year later and you're like, what the heck happened? I didn't realize. Where'd 2023 go?
I'm going to say it's already May.
Right. Right. So, you know, using these moments for pattern interrupt, I think is really, really important. And helping build that mental fortitude is really, really important.
Yeah, there are times when I'm like, TJ, just shut up, be quiet. Take a nap. Jesus took naps. Mm-hmm. Take a nap, man. Calm down. Get quiet. Can't fill a cup that is full.
Sure.
So, number two in the bonus round, one had some teeth in number one. Two, mindful listening. Mm. Focus on developing deeper listening skills. Extroverts can practice this by consciously allowing others to speak without interruptions, truly absorbing what is being said before responding. So, here's a challenge for all of our extroverts out there. Next time you're in a small group, your challenge is to only ask questions and listen. Mm. Walk up to a group. Hey, Tom, how's your week going? And then your part stops right there.
Yep.
When Tom stops talking, oh, that's great, man. Have you got any plans for a vacation during the summer?
Mm-hmm.
And stop talking.
Yep.
There's your challenge. Boy, I tell you what, you want some... Two, I don't think the introvert section had this kind of teeth to it.
It was more about goals. This one feels more about actions. Yeah.
Buckle up, extroverts. Number two is hitting hard, too. So, yeah, listening, that's going to be a challenge for an extrovert.
I would push that to, I think, everyone, too, yeah, just sure. Because I know I've fell in that category of sometimes I'm sitting there talking to somebody and they're talking to me. And I'm just waiting for them to stop talking because sure. I'm like, oh, man, I got this great story that you reminded me of while you sure. were telling me this thing. And I'm like, I have to remind myself, like, what did he just say? Like, hold on a second, man. You're jumping the gun here. You're supposed to be having a conversation takes two here. You're not just waiting right. to kind of jump in. So I would say that can happen to anyone. Extroverts, well, maybe a little more so just because of the confidence of talking in groups. But I think all of us could probably benefit from mindful listening.
Isn't it why we never hear someone's name when they introduce themselves? Hey, my name's Frank. Right? And you're like already like six words deep on your first sentence. And so I'm a storyteller, right? I enjoy telling stories. And I carpool with this lady. Talk about a talker. I would get in the car in the morning, and it's around like 7:15 kind of thing. As an extrovert here, let's not talk. It's 7:15. Coffee hadn't been flowing yet. I would close that door, and it'd be like, chunk, and she'd already be like halfway through the first sentence. So anyway, I was telling that guy, why'd you throw my newspaper and my roses? Like, I didn't tell you half the time. It's just, how could you be there already? The sun is barely up, and you're already rocking it. It's midday.
Yeah.
So, listening.
Yeah.
It should be a sign that, you know, like, look, I'm not engaging today. I just want to listen. I just want to listen. You can talk. I'll just listen. All right. So, number three of this, reflective journaling. Start a daily or weekly journal to reflect some personal experiences and feelings. That sounds like guys are like, what? Feelings? I'll hate them. Practice and enhance extrovert self-awareness. It may lead to more of a measured and thoughtful interaction. If you maybe wrote down some important things of your day, you may find that you tend to talk about those important things more.
Sure.
We tend to fill in the gaps with every little thing. I have somebody in my family that there was no filter from the brain to the mouth. Mm-hmm. Whatever he thought came right out. And if it was gibberish, meaningful, useless, it all just came together. I think this topic is just maybe we kind of harness and corral our thoughts a little bit so that when we do speak, they're meaningful.
Sure. And you can even kind of super combo this with the listening piece. Maybe you're taking a journal of maybe conversations you've had with other people and important things that are happening in their life, almost like a prayer journal for mm-hmm. those. So the next time you see that person, you can say, hey, how was X, Y, and Z? I know we were talking about that last time. So that could be a super combo piece there, because I know what the view I've taken with conversations recently, and it's helped me a lot get out of my own head, is if I know I would appreciate someone asking me about something we talked about last time, I know it would bless them to ask them about that thing.
Yeah.
So that could be a really good two-for-one piece of keeping track of prayers and maybe exciting things happening in people's lives and actively asking them those questions next time you see them.
And we'll kind of end around this here. I mean, I think you and I both may pick this up from Noah. Mm. When Noah first started dating his wife, he started a note. And anything that was important to Kinsey, he wrote down to remember it. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, like, oh, hey, she likes roses. Right. Likes pink roses. I'm going to go get that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that made me start doing that. I think you do that too sometimes. And so it's a great way to, because have you ever been talking to someone and then you say to them, says, hey, so how's your mom doing? You mentioned that last time we were together. And their eyes light up like, you remembered that.
Sure.
They're so used to people not remembering anything about the conversations.
Yeah.
And so that'd be a great way to use a journaling piece. You know, a favorite, a hits list for someone who's important in your life.
Definitely.
Right on. All right. Well, we have, I think, explored both enough of introverts and extroverts. If we don't stop now, we'll fall into the extrovert trap of too many words in a podcast. So, hope you guys enjoyed this topic. We'll have something else for next month. If you are introvert or extrovert, please leave a comment below. Let us know what are you doing to kind of work around some of the strengths and weaknesses of being either one. So, please visit uncommon.org and check out all the resources we've mentioned today. And, Joshua, the extra, please.
If you're going to be something, you better be uncommon.
Amen.